The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I think I got the list here. Our top four athletes that smell the worst while performing, playing. Football players, hockey players, race car drivers, or wrestlers.
Yeah, wrestlers was a good listener submission.
That's a great one.
Wrestlers stink. Yeah. The mats stink. It all stinks. You're in the gym. It's hot.
Their ears turn into cauliflower.
They got cauliflower ear
going
on.
What that is or why that happens.
It's a fungi. I think that's how Last of Us got started.
I'll tell you right now, when I see a dude, I don't know about you. I don't know about Will. If I see a dude with a cauliflower ear, there is not a scenario that exists that will get me to actually engage physically with them. You could do anything, and I would grab everybody I love and just walk away with my tail between my legs.
Come up and slap you in the face. You're like, all right, thank you. I'll see you later. You have a great day.
Hey, that woman you're with.
Yep, we'll see you later, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to scurry out the front door right now. I'm not touching that cauliflower.
If you see a person with cauliflower ear, don't.
Run the other way.
They will mess you up, man.
Run the other way
they
immediately.
They will mess you up.
Especially if you're us and you have no physical combat skills whatsoever. Just get out. Abort.
You know they want to grab at your knee, your shin, your ankle, and they're going to take you down
you're
and they're going to put you
up
in a hold.
Did I see, I'm not a UFC guy, I'm not a big fight guy, but I feel like I saw a highlight this weekend of a guy who got locked up in like some sort of armbar, leg lock. He's like, you know, getting choked out, and he tickled the guy's foot to get out of it. Did I see that highlight?
Yeah, okay. You saw that highlight. That was a thing I watched that. That fight was awesome.
Dude, what a great, brilliant move. Like, yeah, I'm
work?
In this. I think it worked.
He tickled him
I don't know if he
it,
ended up winning the fight or not, but I think he got out of the lock.
He got out of it, if I remember correctly. Now, this leads, this leads
the bottom
to my
of the foot. The guy's like, God, stop it, stop it.
So here's my question. Like, can you then, like, pick someone's nose, or can you, like, pick someone's ear, wet willy someone? Ooh. Will that help you get out? Is that illegal?
The wet willy's probably hard to execute in that time.
A wet willy wouldn't get me to break.
No.
It's just gross.
It is gross.
It wouldn't. But like, if I'm, if
I bet
had you,
if I came in there and I wet willied you right now, it would throw off your
order,
game.
If I had you somehow in
middle
a hold.
Of a segment, I kind of want you to sneak in and do that at some point. Act like you're bringing in a piece of paper or read and just give him a wet willy.
But if I actually had you in some kind of like you're pinned, I'm on the back, I got you in like a headlock situation, we're fighting. A wet willy's not breaking that. I feel like I'm on a mission at that point.
Makes me angrier. Makes me hold on to it tighter.
Yeah. You would think the tickle wouldn't do that then, too.
No, tickle's different.
You can't physically control a tickle.
Yeah.
If you're ticklish, that foot tickle's bad, man.
Especially the feet, too.
I'd argue the foot tickle, if you're ticklish, is the most ticklish spot.
Yes, bottom of the foot.
Yes.
If you got a ticklish bone down there, that's not fun to deal with
if you're
a ticklish guy. And evidently, this UFC fighter was a ticklish guy.
So the poll question is up. Wrestler winning the poll question early. Nice little weekend for J.J. Spahn.
J.J. Spahn.
We saw that coming. 151 odds for J.J. Spahn going into the U.S. Open.
Yeah, good payday if you saw it coming.
And, you know, it wasn't the greatest of tournaments. I don't know where everybody's eyeballs were throughout the weekend on it, but just absolute carnage at Oakmont. And J.J. Spahn put himself in a spot where if he didn't bogey 18, he was going to win the U.S. Open, and not only did he not bogey, this was him on his birdie putt.
Don't need to make it. Two putts.
One. Look, it's not going to be a talked-about tournament in the history of the sport.
And the annals of golf?
Yeah. That's an all-time
that was badass
walk-off putt in the sport's history, though.
For a dud of a tournament, that was an incredible way to end it. It was funny yesterday, for those who weren't watching, there was a long weather delay, and so it delayed everything. If you were into golf, you're like, all right, great, now I got to sit around for an hour and a half, wait till they figure out when to play this thing. But some really funny memes were created of people who were taking naps during the final round of the U.S. Open on Father's Day. because what they did was they ended up showing highlights of the third round of the 2009 or 2008, whatever year Tiger won on the broken leg.
Oh, against Rocco Medie.
Yeah, Torrey Pines. That's what they were showing. And so there's a lot of funny memes out there of like dads waking up from their Father's Day nap like, wait a minute, Tiger's in the lead? What?
Thinking you're still asleep? What year is it?
I'm so confused right now. So when you get the weather delay, that sucks. And when they came back, the course was like legitimately unplayable, unless her name was JJ Spahn. Basically, everybody else limped to the finish line. There was standing water everywhere. Controversy abounded. And it was JJ Spahn who had four birdies in his last seven holes. He got off to such a horrific start. He had a break on the second hole.
Is that the flag stick?
Where you hit the flag stick. Man, like, terrible. He bogeys the opener, and you're like, all right, that's great. I'm in the lead for the U.S. Open, and I bogey my first hole. What a great start to my day. Hole number two, he hits a perfect approach shot. He's going to have an easy birdie look, but it hits the flag stick and ends up running like 30 yards back down in front of the green. Has to chip up. He made another bogey. He bogeyed five of his first six holes, like just sinking like a stone, and then found something as the round went on. I know that a lot of people are, you know, we go through this in the NBA with OKC and Indiana being in the finals, and they're not these mega super teams with stars that everybody knows. And there's an ability as a sports fan to appreciate that of like, man, they're not usually here, or Indiana or Halliburton winning a title would be pretty wild. That's kind of JJ Spahn. Like, this dude a year ago was close to being out of the game of golf. Like, he was that bad. He was outside of the top 125. He had missed a ton of cuts. Go look up JJ Spahn's major history in his finishes. He had never finished top 20 in a major in his career, and he found something in his game. He knew his back was against the wall last year, and his coach told him, if you go down swinging, man. You've had a good career. You've been a PGA Tour golfer for 8 years. If it ends now, go spend some time with your family. And he just kind of changed his mindset and was like, ah, what the hell? I got nothing to lose. Mm. And he's been an ascending golfer ever since. And watching him win was really cool.
Weird. So you tell me he basically unplugged and didn't put pressure on himself.
He
did.
He pulled the Brandon Sprague out on the golf course. That. He was like, dude, if I lose my tour card, I lose my tour card. That's fine. I've had a great career. I'll go spend time with my kids. And he has been playing nothing but great golf since.
I saw Ian Furness retweet something yesterday after he had won. Something about like weight loss, like from 2017 mm-hmm. to 2021, he had dropped a ton of weight. He was really kind of
recommitted himself to his body and everything. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the journey he's overcome. How about overcoming a kid being sick? He shared this story after winning the U.S. Open.
Well, today I was running to CVS in downtown because my daughter had a stomach bug and was vomiting all night long. So I was just like, okay. Like, my wife was up at 3 a.m. and she's like, Violet's vomiting, although she can't keep anything down. And so it was kind of a rough start to the morning. I'm not blaming that on my start, but it was just kind of like it fit the mold of what was going on, the chaos. But my daughter always asks me every time dad goes golfing, she's like, were you the winner today? And I'm just sometimes like, yeah, I was. And then she's like, where's my surprise? But so today she's like, you're the winner today. Like, she got to see it. Like, she didn't have to ask me. So that was a really fun moment.
That's a great story because every man in America has been in a situation where they have to go into work after being up since 2 a.m. and they're just sleep deprived and they're delirious and they're feeling crazy. But sometimes you end up having your best days at work. JJ Spahn, all-time best voice does not match how you look
does not.
Situation.
Does not match at all.
I would have never guessed that's what he sounded like.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to have a little bit of a lower voice.
I have a deeper voice
kind
for
of a
JJ
bigger.
Spahn.
It looks like a little bit of a bigger guy, a little burly, and you kind of picture low baritone.
I was out there, and I hit some good shots, and I was, I was really happy with myself. Drain that birdie, put on 18.
My daughter was throwing up all night.
What? Yeah, it's a bit of a Halliburton vibe there. You're just like, what? That's what you sound like? JJ Spahn? Okay, I didn't really see that coming for the people who have never seen him do an interview. There was another report that came out a couple of years ago. There was a writer for Golf Digest who was working on a story at a local Scottsdale municipal public course, and he walked out to the course and he saw JJ Spahn on the driving range, and he was like, what? Like, just imagine going to like Heron Lakes and there's, insert PGA Tour golfer that's out there working on his game. And he said, I asked him, why are you here? And he basically was like, I love going out and working out at public courses because it reminds me of where I came from and it keeps me humble.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
And he just goes to local random municipal ranges to work on his game from time to time.
Imagine just seeing J.J. Spawn
next to an 18 handicap. There's a guy who won the U.S. Open. No big deal.
There you go. J.J. Spawn wins the U.S. Open, his first major championship. Hell of a moment for him, man.
That was cool. It was a cool moment for him.
All right. Coming up next, we had a trade. Some suggest biggest trade of the weekend, and it hits home. I'll tell you how next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.